I made such a mistake in the beginning. Set it and forget it was a terrible thing that I did. And it was just me being new. And hopefully, listeners, please learn from my mistake.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Annette.
And we are
Thanks for visiting.
And today we are going to do an introductory episode on pricing because, let's be clear, pricing is multifaceted and it's ever changing, it's ever evolving, and there's so many things to think about and take into consideration, right?
And you should be paying attention to it constantly.
So. I don't know if we've said it yet, but the first few episodes here are kind of that, right? Like, it's kind of like 101 Airbnb, mm-hmm. but as the podcast lives on, we will dive into each nook and cranny of Airbnb as best we can to unveil all the questions and answers that are out there.
Mm-hmm. And tips and tricks.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. So, pricing is
a beast.
But so very exciting.
Well, I don't know if this is on topic or not, but I feel like it's one of the big questions we get when we have new Airbnb clients that we're consulting.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to know how much money they can make.
Yes.
You know, and or like, you know, that's, and it's, it depends.
I will say, I think the best place to start for anybody, and you can do it right now if you happen to be in front of your computer, that Airbnb will at least give you an idea, a very, very rough idea. If you put in your zip code and the space that you would like to share, they can at least get you a starting point. So if you, for people that are just getting started, I think that's at least a place where they can go in and go, oh, really? And then after that, I would take what Airbnb gives you and then maybe cruise around on the site within your zip code, your area. And I think you can get a really good idea.
A property for, that's like yours.
Yes, for something, a similar property to yours. Yeah. And get a good feel for what other hosts are charging. And again, going back to our market research, you can kind of tell by what your hotels are charging too and marry those.
So, but one thing, so you brought it up, like looking at other people's listings. Here's the tricky thing though, and you and I both know this, is that Airbnb will sometimes, if you don't put dates in, Airbnb will give you that host's base price.
Uh-huh.
And then you actually have to go start the booking process to see how much it is that night. And you might be, you know, scouring a host who sets it and forgets it with their pricing, which mm-hmm. is a Sarah and Annette, thanks for visiting, big no-no.
Right.
So I would take a few listings that are similar to yours and yes. like locate, right? And like get the median price yes. that you see for like, and also compare apples to apples, so like weekdays to weekdays, weekends to weekends.
Yes.
Event weekends to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Amount of beds versus amount of beds, bathrooms, right. bathrooms. There's so much, but I think we can walk through with our listeners, some of the important things when you're starting your listing and trying to figure out mm-hmm. what those prices should be. I mean, the old saying goes, location, location, location.
Yeah.
Of course, the more desirable your location, the increase in your nightly stay pricing.
Or, I mean, just to play devil's advocate a little bit, yes. But when you, nowadays, like that may have been really true back in like 09, 2010, 11, 12. Now there's so many Airbnb hosts out there, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But the more you live in a prime location, you might have more competition.
Absolutely.
So when there's been so many, research things done out there on how profitable Airbnbs can be to people who even live in rural areas.
Correct.
You know, so if there's no one else out there, there's Airbnb or very few, then it's supply and demand. If there are people who love the Airbnb platform and staying in Airbnbs, then you could be booked all the time. So one other thing that you can do that's a blanket tip is connect with other hosts in your area.
Absolutely.
Because if we can all get on the same market level for pricing, I think it benefits all of us.
Absolutely.
If there's that one host out there that is crazy undercutting someone, you're booked at 100%, but what kind of guests are you attracting? Mm-hmm. And you're kind of bringing down everything else for everyone else.
Right. So no, for sure. Something I want to mention too is it kind of depends. It totally depends on what type of host you're going to be. Is this, you know, maybe peak season, a couple of weekends when there's a lot of things going on in your town? Is it, hey, we're going to list our place when we're on vacation or I'm gone for business trips? Or is it, you know, this, your space is strictly for short-term rentals? There's so many variables involved with your pricing. Let's say you're, for instance, Sarah and I, we rent our places out full-time on Airbnb. So, you know, we run it as a business. We've got numbers. We've got goals we want to meet. We have, you know, baseline what we need to do.
How much we have to make.
So that is such a huge variable. Let's say it's someone, you know, you're just renting it out when you're out of town. That's just, you know, icing on the cake.
Right.
It might not be as important to you. So you can mix up with those prices a little bit. And I have some friends that I've consulted with that brought their listing online for, they have two homes. So when they're at their other home, they're like, hey, yeah, let's make the extra money.
Right.
But also they would be willing to leave and just go to their second home if the price is right.
Right.
So yeah, for $100 a night, they're not going to do it. But if someone wants to stay for three nights, total of $500-$750, they're like, yeah, we'll go to our other house. So this is such a personal thing. You know, you need to take into account your finances and your goals. But I do think there are some maximum pricing that you can kind of charge, you know, supply and demand.
Market dictates how much you can get, but of course it's not going to dictate how little you can, you know, you can charge as little as you want and you want to be 100% occupied. But if you compare those numbers to being 80% occupied with higher prices, your utilities are being used less, your couch is being sat on less, and you're making the same, if not more money. So as you start out, I would take note. So Airbnb lays out to you your numbers as you go along and just keep track of that and monitor that. And if you're in year two of your business, compare it to last year. What's changed? What's not changed? Are you able to ask for more? Have you been, you know, stick and steady? Something else that people can do to adjust their pricing is how many guests can you comfortably and safely accommodate? And then can you make a little bit more money if you just set it as, let's like for me, I have a one bedroom. I have one bedrooms mostly. I can technically get four people in there, but that's not comfortable. So I list them as two, but if you want two more people, it's $10 a person per night. So if they really want to cram in there and do that, fine, but you're going to pay a little bit more for it.
I want to let our listeners know somewhere where I really fell on my face in the beginning, just being, you know, new to the platform and not really knowing any host and not doing too much research, honestly, I kept my prices the same.
No.
Yeah. Like big, big mistake. I kept my, basically it was like $200 a night, Monday through Sunday.
Yeah.
Like didn't matter. You know, September, October, November, like I just kept it flat. And now I'm like dynamic pricing queen. Those prices are all over the place and supply and demand and, you know, just making sure my listing has a heartbeat and it's changing. And I know I'm getting ready to use some third-party apps there. And I do use Airbnb Smart Pricing. Those are things that following episodes, we'll dig in a little deeper. But I made such a mistake in the beginning. Set it and forget it was a terrible thing that I did.
Leaving money on the table.
No, and it was just me being new. And hopefully, listeners, please learn from my mistake. Obviously, you know, your Monday night pricing isn't going to be the same as your Saturday.
No.
And I might have adjusted it slightly in the beginning because I looked at the hotels.
Yeah.
But I didn't pay enough attention to it.
It's a lot of work to do that manually.
Yeah. Another huge, huge mistake I made, and I don't even know when I figured this one out. I didn't charge a cleaning fee in the beginning. Yeah. Like I was making some big mistakes.
Let's talk about, I always call it like Airbnb culture or like the way. So let's talk about that. So
okay.
What did you learn about that? Like, what did you figure out the hard way?
I'm pretty sure it was the person that kind of had chatted to me about, you know, him being successful on the platform. His name is Patrick. And Patrick had told me, I was like telling him like my nightly pricing, this and that. And I was like, yeah, like I've got this great idea. Like, I don't have a cleaning fee. I just add it into my price. So instead of saying my nightly rate would be $150 plus a $50 cleaning fee, I made it $200 flat. Well, no one was booking because that's what they see, my base price
compared to everyone else.
Yeah. And he was like, no. Like, that's don't want to say a game, but like, that's part of what happens is you do your base price and there's pretty much always a cleaning fee. And I was like, oh, really? So I went home immediately after that conversation. Actually, I don't even know when I went home. I think I just did it right there on the app. And I was like, game changer.
Yeah.
So those two mistakes out of the gate, please listen to me. Charge a cleaning fee. Don't think you're doing some great thing by adding
it. I get it, but that's just not the way it's set up. And that's not the way everyone else on Airbnb acts. So therefore, you're doing yourself a huge disservice. So it's just the way it is to have a price and then have a cleaning fee. Mm-hmm. And everyone now knows that's just the way it works.
Yeah, those are just lessons, and I'm glad I learned them because now I can share with other people. Like, don't leave that money on the table and right out of the gates, you know, make sure that you're paying attention to those things. And I made some other epic mistakes is not paying attention to the events going on in my town and opening up my calendar way too far in advance and
not
being ready. And like, all of a sudden I'm like, I launched, let's say in September, we have a huge event in March. All of a sudden, I'm getting all these requests for March. And I'm like, wait a second. Like, this is strange. I'm getting booked. So really pay attention. And that's where pricing, I would be hesitant, especially if you're getting started, to open up your calendar for a whole entire year. Sarah and I advise 3 months. Sarah, don't you think that's good?
If you're brand new, I mean, and listen, this offer always stands, but if you ever have a conflicting idea or you do it differently and it works for you, please let us know. hi@thanksforvisiting.me. We certainly don't know everything and there are certainly ways to get proven wrong. So, but that being said, we've been hosting for a while. And I think for brand new hosts, if you're doing it on your own and you're learning as you go, limit your calendar at first. You get the feel of things. Mm-hmm. You don't want to like have your prices way too low and be locked into that 6 months in advance or forget that there's a huge football game that weekend. You're like, you know, darn it. Like, you missed out literally on hundreds of dollars.
Right.
Because although we love to serve our guests and be there for our guests and share our community, it is a business and you're investing a lot of time and money and heart and you deserve to be paid for that fairly.
Sure.
So another thing that affects pricing are the amenities you offer.
Yes.
So let's talk about what an amenity is. What does that mean in the hospitality world?
Wow, that is loaded. So I think it can mean physical amenities. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's parking, hot tub, balcony, you know, two beds versus four beds, a sleeper couch. Like, I mean,
the extras
to, you know, amount of TVs, things of that nature. But then it can mean other things like certain toiletries that you provide, maybe bottled water, coffee. The amenities list can go on and on and on.
It's above the like bed, sink, shower, kitchenette. You know what I mean? Like, it's above and beyond the basics.
Yes. So
that make your space special.
Yeah. And that's really taking inventory. And Airbnb does a nice job when you're starting your listing.
Of giving you ideas. What
the amenity list is pretty lengthy. And the more you can check off, the better. Absolutely. So that really does help dictate pricing also.
Washer and dryer, some other ideas. Gym. Maybe you love to cook and one thing that you offer is a made-to-order breakfast. I mean, that's also could probably be considered an experience on Airbnb, which is for another episode. But that is also an amenity. Mm-hmm. Iconic views. Maybe your apartment is facing the Statue of Liberty. Lucky you.
Yeah, no doubt.
All those things are amenities. Or even like if you live off of a beach and you have a, what are they called? Ski-doos. What are those things called? they were really fast.
Like a wave runner, ski-doo, something like that. Yeah.
That's an amenity. But so also I think an amenity is a unique space.
Absolutely.
So Annette has fancy, gorgeous loft spaces and people love those.
Yeah. It's a cool experience for them. So definitely a unique space. But, you know, Sarah and I stayed in a tiny home, which
super fun.
Wasn't
shout out to Casey.
Yeah. If you want to talk about, you know, it wasn't the size of the place. It wasn't the location of the place. It was the unique experience.
I mean, it was kind of the size. Like, it was so small. You're like,
it was the size. We could have.
Yeah. It was just, we've never stayed in one, right? Like, well, when I lived in New York, it was probably on par with my first apartment on the Upper West Side, but it was parked in his backyard and it was a unique experience. Actually, let's give Casey a shout out in our show notes.
Yes.
If you are in Pittsburgh and you want a really fun experience, you should go stay at Casey's. Tiny house. He was the first tiny house in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. And if anybody knows of other tiny houses, let us know, because Sarah and I are going to tour and go to as many cool places as possible.
Yes.
But he's something that, you know, he's someone that his price, he can charge a premium because there's an experience, you know, tagged along with that nightly stay. Mm-hmm. So that's something to keep in mind, especially if you haven't even started your listing yet, to think of what you could supply your guests that might help you to stand out and to be able to charge
it's getting
more of a premium.
Competitive out there.
Absolutely.
More and more people are hopping on the host wagon, which, I mean, that's why we're here, because we want you to.
Right.
But at the same time,
you got to step up your game.
You do.
Yeah.
So maybe, and this is kind of my thing, is maybe you aren't going to turn an existing space. Maybe you don't have a space and you're just learning, but you're willing to buy something that you want to turn into an Airbnb. I highly encourage you to get creative.
Absolutely.
If you have the guts to buy a lighthouse or a fire station or
Airstream.
So Casey, who has that tiny house, his next investment is a lake boat lake?
He's going to do a houseboat.
Houseboat.
Yeah.
So and a log cabin.
Yeah, he's
a star. Mm-hmm. But the great thing about, so Casey actually hit it out of the park. We have an interview with him coming up. So this is kind of a teaser for it. But the investment that it took him to create that tiny house, he's going to make that back so fast because it's a unique experience. So, you know, for those of you out there who are interested in the real estate benefits of Airbnb, think about that too. Like, there are awesome ways to make back your investment quickly.
Yeah, you don't need to have
a mansion,
the 6-bedroom place, and just pack as many people in there as possible. So that's what's really cool, is you can cater even the place that you supply to your liking.
Yes.
So, and pricing again, Sarah and I, you know, we do standalone properties where you rent the whole space. So it's a little bit more interesting when you're sharing a space. You know, pricing gets a little bit different there. But again, look at the platform, take a look at what other people are doing, and talk to other hosts.
Talk to the people. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's where to start. And again, check supply and demand. That'll help you out. And always look at Airbnb smart pricing.
So let's talk about smart pricing really quick.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll have many episodes that are going to dive into smart pricing, but we can skim the surface a little bit. Smart pricing is a product or is a service that Airbnb offers within their platform that takes that set it and forget it problem away from you. Mm-hmm. And my understanding, and I've read a bit about it, but my understanding is smart pricing reads the Airbnb stats to help you price. So I don't believe, and please, if I'm wrong, let me know, but I don't believe they tap into like what's actually going on in your town or city, or if they do, it's not robust enough to really. There are other third-party pricing systems that I have found to be way more accurate, but it's free. Smart pricing is free, and a lot of hosts agree that if you use smart pricing, they feel it gives you extra Airbnb juju.
And we do recommend using smart pricing in the infancy of your listing.
Yes,
it will help you get booked, you know, more quickly, get the reviews that you want. So, and this is a thanks for visiting tip. If you are creating a listing, you will by default
Yes.
Have the smart pricing turned on. You have to go in and turn that off. So please take note of that, because especially if you're letting your calendar roll for a long time, you could really, that could be a misstep. So again, if you have not listed your place yet, you will be by default, you will have smart pricing turned on in the beginning. You need to go in and turn that off if you want to.
They'll walk you through what your base price should be and what your maximum price. And I talked to someone at Airbnb because I was like, why is there a maximum price? Like,
yeah, that's
is there a ceiling to how much I can earn?
Right.
No.
Right.
But they said it just helps if you set the minimum and like what you think market value, if the Super Bowl is coming to your town, mm-hmm. what you think your two bath, you know, what do you really think market value, what you can get for it? That'll help them tailor your smart pricing situation to mm-hmm. to your space.
Let's discuss really quickly before we wrap up the episode. Let's talk about base price.
Yeah.
That is something that I think is important, again, for people that are potentially going to list or currently list. The base price is what will pop up when potential guests are searching the site.
With no dates.
With no dates. There is like a slide rule at the top that kind of you can input your budget. And let's say your budget's $100. You want your listing to come in for maybe you do, maybe you don't. But whatever that like lowest price that you could go, that's kind of where you want to set your base price. That way you'll at least get your listing in that view for those potential guests.
Another thing too, Annette, that you bring up talking about the base price is as a business owner, you have to know how much it's going to cost to run your space. Even if it's a bedroom in your home. Okay. Yeah. That's icing on the cake, but you know, you're investing in sheets and water and detergent, right? All those little things. But if you're doing a whole home or an apartment, figure out what your mortgage is, what your utilities are, because you don't have long-term tenants paying your utilities anymore,
right?
Or you're not paying them. Like, you're paying them. Like your short-term rental guests aren't. So figure out what year of investment is month to month, and then figure out like it's not worth it price. What is that price to you?
I have it's not worth it price.
Yeah. It's like not worth it for you to use my water, turn on that AC or heat.
Or for me to get a text at any time asking about where they should park or, you know, what,
and honestly,
how to use this. But
Airbnb does such a good job at marketing for us that as long as you didn't invest poorly or you're not getting a property that just doesn't make sense, I don't see you having a problem at least getting what you could make with a long-term renter in there. But of course, the goal of this is to be more profitable than that. But just figure out what the number is for you. Know what it is. Know what you want to make price and what you need to make price so that you can make those decisions as you go along.
And don't be scared to play around with the pricing. Do some testing.
Yeah.
Go really, let's say your calendar is open for 3 to 6 months. Go really high that third month or that 6th month. And you can always lower it. You might get somebody that comes in, but don't be scared to mess around with it. I mean, I'll go in and change things by the dollar just to mix it up.
Which is good for your account. Yeah. Like it's good. Everybody likes it when the hosts are active. So if you want to go in your account once a day, make a habit of it or send your VA to do it or wherever you're at in your Airbnb business. But giving, we like to call it a heartbeat, a pulse, is really good. Another thing before we sign off, Annette, I want to, because we kind of briefly mentioned it, but, and we will get into this much in more detail later on, but third party pricing.
Mm-hmm.
So I use Beyond Pricing. And they take 1% of your profits.
Mm-hmm.
I've compared it to the months in the previous year, and it is worth it. They're at least making me 3% so that I can take an extra 1% and they're taking, you know what I mean? It's at least worth it.
Cool.
And they have, you can customize it more. So like you said, like maybe you make it that your price is increased by 5% 3 months out, 10% 4 months out, 15%, 5%, you know what I mean? You can also go in there and say, I know that the Super Bowl is here this weekend. You can make a special price that has nothing to do with your base price, maximum price. It's a special price that you think you're going to try to get.
Mm-hmm.
And then the closer the date gets, maybe you'll drop it down. But it does it automatically. But even then, do not trust an app with your money. Like you still need to go in there and just see what's going on, get a feel for it. Yeah.
Mix it up. Yeah, and there is a lot within the Airbnb platform. You know, if it's important to you, I know this could seem overwhelming, but this is a place for you to really test some things. There's deposit. You can take deposits if you want to. If you feel like you need to do that, you can charge per guest, per head. You can charge, you know, for cleaning fee and cleaning fees. We've seen them as low as $15. I've seen them as high as $150. So
my guest had a really good idea. I'm a co-host for someone, and she had a really good idea today. She was like, "What if I offered them before they arrived? I would get their groceries for them.
Yep.
And I would use my grocery app. She'll use her grocery app to do it, have them deliver it for you know." Mm-hmm. She doesn't have to leave her couch, but right. She can charge an admin fee for that. And, mm-hmm. you know, and she knows where to go and what, you know, what to get, but she can make extra money there. So there's definitely ways to like make more money too.
Sure. So this is a place, be creative.
Yeah.
Don't be scared. You're probably going to make some mistakes. Reach out to Sarah and I if you have any questions about pricing.
Or suggestions.
Yeah. We are learning on a daily basis. And man, the analytics you can get within Airbnb are fantastic. So use them. Track your nightly stays. Take a look at your occupancy rates. Not to nerd out, but this is the stuff that is fun. It's fun for Sarah and I, and we make it kind of a challenge and a game to see, like, can my last month be better than my month before, and can I beat my year before? And it can start to be fun, and I encourage you to make it not a task, but something that's exciting for you to do.
It's all part of the I don't want to call it a game, but it's all part of the game, right? Like, you're running a business, and you know, if you're still giving value, why not give it at the highest level and get yourself the highest potential?
Sure. And if you're not familiar, if you haven't listed yet, currently, and we are in January of 2019, mm-hmm. this will probably launch in February, but 3% is what Airbnb is the fee that they charge a host currently. And I'm not sure if that changes. Again, some places charge taxes and et cetera, but I think it is more than worth, I would pay it even, you know, I have no problem with them taking that. They're not taking the 3%. They're providing marketing. They take care of
accounting.
They do all, you don't have to touch any of the payment processing.
No.
And it's deposited in your account. You can even get your funds early now. We'll have a whole episode about that. But 3% is on the host side. But also be aware, if you aren't too familiar, go in as a guest. Because the guest also has an additional fee that they pay Airbnb. So take a look at that, because that was somewhere in the beginning too. I really didn't know about Airbnb's fee.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ooh, man, like I was charging a premium and I'm like, wow, they're getting,
oh,
you know, that
right.
makes the price really high.
And they might back out as they're like midway booking. So yeah.
So I had to start having some awareness about that because I was clueless there.
Yeah, that's fair.
So all of that is there. Again, reach out to us if you have any questions, but we are going to continue to dive deeper into this. We are going to have—
We'll bring experts on.
We're going to have some experts on the show. We'll let you know as we continue to tweak our pricing and learn. We will absolutely update you.
Yeah. So— thanks for tuning in today.
Yeah. And this is a fun one.
It was, I love pricing. It's about making money.
Yes. So fun.
All right. I'm Sarah.
Okay. I'm Annette.
And thanks for visiting.
And we will
see you next time.
Yes.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products. From hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers, we've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers.
Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.